And as much as I am an absolute spiritual anarchist, I guess you could say, because I don't care how you choose to worship, okay, and I've got a song I hope we can play. It's called Bamboozled. How you may choose to worship or how you may choose to express your spiritual goals, quests, how you would wish to apply that in your life is your own business. It can't be anybody else's business. But I can't divorce myself from the fact that I would prefer to live in an environment that is as much as possible free from violence, free from social unrest. I would like to have a roof over my head. I would like to have food in my tummy. I see my politics as part of my religion. But by the same token, I don't expect you to be my religion. I don't expect you to have my politics, but this is how I'm obliged to be true to myself to go through life. The fact that this new conservatism, you know, I'm an expert, I guess you could say, on Aleister Crowley, the great English magician and mystic. And now Aleister Crowley was probably just to the right of Genghis Khan in his politics, you know. But he was a man of his age and a man of his world and his culture and his environment. And he didn't let it get in the way of the brilliance of his spiritual career. And he would be the last person in the world to expect me to be a Tory, you know. And so it's kind of a touchy thing, religion and politics. My politics, I guess, in the final analysis, is 100% totally personal. I am a political party of one. But for the most part, it really falls into the category of socially conscious. And hopefully your vote doesn't cancel mine. Now, I think that's why my wife and I stay married, because at least our votes don't cancel each other.
And we learn all about that and Lon Milo Duquette's point of view in his song, Bamboozled.
I do not care who you worship as God. I do not care if you worship. I don't care who you pray to, or if you pray. I do not care if you're Muslim or Jew, Jain, Hindu, Christian, or Buddhist. Santeria condomles. Okay with me. You might believe in a scripture divine. You might believe in the Bible. Or in words from the Quran, Elron, or me. But if your faith needs to conquer the world, if your God needs more converts, if you've been told there'll be no peace on earth as long as there are unbelievers, if you believe that you'll never be free until you're dead, cold and buried, that's not religion, it's politics and you've been had. tricked into selling your soul.
Bamboozled. I think you hear from Lon Milo Duquette a little bit more heat than I'm used to in most of your songs. The album that that's from, Gentle Heretic, certainly the first two-thirds of that song, Lon, are pretty gentle. But then you get pretty strong. That you're not so equivocal. You're not dancing around anything at the end of that one, for sure. Did it feel good to let it loose?
Oh, sure, sure. You know, sometimes my wife, she's, oh, that one was too mean. You're mean-spirited in that one. And, you know, it's kind of funny because when you write a song, you're sort of chiseling it in stone. There's a chance that it's going to be around long after you're dead, and you have to wonder, you know, do I want to be remembered like that? And, of course, I don't think about that very often. I say, heck yes, I do. You crazy? Of course I do.